Blog Talk Radio.
Now, the song is about heaven, all right? The song is about heaven, all right? Houston, I said the song is about heaven. I said the song is about heaven. If it's about heaven, I want you to clap with me. Clap, clap. Come on, come on. Houston, Houston, come on. Don't you go nowhere, don't you go nowhere. Come on, come on. Watch this, keep coming. Here we go.
The sun was shining. My heart jumped singing. What fun you achieve.
What, what, what?
What joy it brings.
Come on.
My soul can't wait to,
woo,
to see your face.
What we gonna do?
I'll let your name change.
Come on.
When I get back.
What are you gonna do? Second breath.
You'll wipe my tears.
Come on.
You'll say, well done.
What you gonna do?
You'll hold me close.
Tell me what?
Tell me I've overcome.
Come on.
The new year was percolating. You're now tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout out, much, much love to all those that's listening, that will tune in, everything like that, man. You know what I'm talking about? For the show, man. Today's topic, the day of the Lord will come. The day of the Lord will come. It's like the song says, we're going to be just like Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? The day of the Lord will come. We see it in gloom and doom. We see it in peace and cheerfulness. You know what I'm saying? Before we jump into it, let's go ahead and open up with prayer. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for starting us on our way. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you for giving us another opportunity to come before you, to come before your people. You know what I mean? All across the world. Thank you for giving us the opportunity and allowing us to take the gospel to the world, as your word says. Father, we now decrease so that you may increase in us. Let your will be done. Let us only say what you have us to say. In Jesus' name I pray, lead us and guide us, and please the glory in this broadcast. In Jesus' name, amen. For sure. We up in here, man. Yeah, the day of the Lord. We're gonna be just like these. Yeah. Ah. See, we rejoice, we happy about it. You know what I'm talking about? We ain't scared. You know what I mean? We already accepted Christ and what he did for us on our behalf, so that made us right with God the Father. Almighty, so I'm talking about the show, the day of the Lord will come. Will you see it in gloom and doom? You know what I mean? Will you see it in gloom? Gloom is murky darkness. Murky darkness, cheerless. In the day of the Lord, will you see it in gloom and murky darkness? Will you see it and be cheerless? Huh? You gonna know. The day of the Lord, God is alive. Acting like he ain't want to live like he ain't, but he alive. You know what I mean? You say, Jesus, I don't want to hear the religious stuff, but we heard about the Christ. We're going to represent him because he's alive. He's going to represent himself as well. What just performs this. But when you see the day of the Lord when it finally comes, when it does come, coming, God's word does it. It says, the day of the Lord will come. You've been hearing it. Where you see it in gloom and doom. But did you also know that you can see it? You know, you can see the day of the Lord in peace, in freedom from conflict, or being on the wrong side of God. You can see it in peace and freedom from conflict, being on the wrong side of God. You can even experience your life right now being free with God. For it, I'm talking about true friends. You got no friend, nobody ain't on your side. Even if you do got friends, there's no friend like Jesus free, not just no cliche, but you can live life right now, being friends with God, and experience and have everlasting joy. Experience joy here, you know what I mean? Then get it for eternity. So today we're going to be coming from 2 Peter, the third chapter. This is the main first record. 2 Peter, third chapter, verses 10 through 13. And also Mark chapter, read the whole Bible for yourself. You know what I mean? Even when we give these chapters, I like what my other host over there, Genesis, to be doing. You know what I mean? When I give him a verse, I can't just give him one verse. He said, man, you know me, I eat whole chapters, dude. You know what I'm saying? That's that hunger, that thirst for righteousness. You know, come out real. Nothing wrong with it. You know what I mean? Soak yourself up in the word of God, man. You know what I mean? Saturate yourself, the spirit, the soul, with the word. So Mark 13 chapter, if we don't get into the whole chapter, we will get into, you know, a few verses. We highlight verses, you know what I mean? But like we encourage y'all to get into the whole Bible, you know what I mean, for yourself, you know what I mean, for sure. So we're going to be looking at that 2 Peter 3:10. Y'all can go ahead and turn to that already, you know what I mean? I'm going to bring my other host in, see if he's ready. I know he's multitasking, you know what I mean? That's what we do. Young G, as long as God give it to me.
What up with the God's people all over the world, man. I'm talking about King O, what it do?
Chilly, man.
Ain't nothing to it, man. I'm just greeting God's people, man. I'm finna chime right back out, man. You know what I'm talking about? You know I'm at the J-O-B, man, so I'm multitasking. So I'm hollering God's people in a minute, man. Y'all hold it up.
Peace. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. For sure. With that being said, let's go ahead and get into this word for the day. Y'all know we got scriptures for days, man. You know what I mean? For years, for eternity. It's the word, man. We love the word over here. This is when hip hop meets the Christ. You know what I'm talking about? So let's go with 2 Peter, 3rd chapter. It's all the way towards the back. You know, we're all the way in the back. So 2 Peter, 3rd chapter, starting at verse number 10. Key verse here. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. Mm-hmm. Thief in the night. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. Will you be ready? All right. In which the heavens will pass away. Check this out. In which the heavens will pass away. We're going to get into what the heavens are. And with a great noise. And the elements, we're going to get into what they are. That is, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. This is 2 Peter, 3rd chapter, verse 10. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Y'all see that. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burnt up. I'm talking about fire. Earth, wind, water, heart. Yeah, but the fire being burnt up by God's fire. The water, earth, the whole atmosphere. You know what I mean? But yeah, let's keep reading. Let's go to 2 Peter, the 11th verse of the 3rd chapter. It says, therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be? That's everybody. Since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness? And let me pause right here, because you know a lot of folks be, you know, when they find out that you're walking with Christ, they want to judge you. They quick to tell you not to judge them, but then they want to judge you. They watching you. Oh, I thought they were supposed to be saved. They're supposed to be doing this, but I got something for you. Next time somebody say that, man, I thought you supposed to be walking with the Lord. Tell them this. Well, you supposed to be walking with them too. Yes, sir. At least I am on the right path to go out here and go after. You know what I mean? The righteous one. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so let's get it, man. Let's get back over here in the Word. Y'all know how we do when hip hop meets Christ, man. All right, verse 12, 2 Peter 3, 12. Looking for, all right, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness? Looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God. The day of the Lord will come. So you look for and hastening, wanting it to come, the coming of the Lord, the day of the Lord. Because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, the skies now, the heavens, the sky, being on fire, and the elements, everything in the sky, even your air that you breathe, the elements will melt with fervent heat. The day of the Lord, I'm talking about sky on fire. Uh-oh, I see it now. I'm talking about the earth be burning up itself. Every summer it get hot and be some fires somewhere. some you know, the forest just catch on fire, you know. Somewhere. It was in Cali, then it was somewhere else, then it, you know, it was in Georgia even. So just imagine. We got some more stuff to come, but I'm talking about mad in the sky being on fire. Man, it's tight, but it's right. Nevertheless, verse 13. Nevertheless, we according to his promise, there is the hope. God always gives you hope, even in a hopeless situation or a seemingly hopeless situation. It says, verse 13, 2 Peter 3, 3rd chapter, verse 13. Nevertheless, we according to his promise. So you God don't, with his word, do what it say. You know what I mean? If he says something, you might as well take it to the bank. It's going to happen. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look forward, there it is again, new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Look for a new heaven and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. So the day of the Lord will come. Will you see it in gloom and doom? Remember, gloom is murky darkness, and cheerless, being cheerless, and doom, you know what that is. Or will you see it in peace and joy? Will you look forward to it, or will you run from it like, I don't want to see it. I don't want to imagine it. In peace freedom from conflict or being on the wrong side of God. You know, peace, being friends with God. You can actually experience it for real. Everlasting is hard. You know what I'm saying? The sky, just imagine it. The day of the Lord will come, the sky being on fire. We just read how it's going to be burning up. The elements. I'll tell y'all we're going to get in the elements. Elements is stars, weather, water, the rain, the air, the sky, the whole human atmosphere. You know what I mean? The elements of the sky. You know. Mm-hmm. The air. And breathe. Fire. Down. The earth and the works of the earth. All that's going to be burnt up. The earth and the works of the earth. The earth is a dry part. We already be experiencing that. How the earth just be catching on fire. The works of the earth. That's the flesh. The works of the flesh. It's made from the earth. So all flesh. Everybody operating in flesh. Included. You know what I mean? Made of dirt, which is earth. Will be destroyed by fire. God's fire. But we all have a chance to be on God's side. We all know. You know what I mean? God made all of us. We all know that He is God. That all of us don't honor Him as God. You know what I mean? But knowing all this, knowing all this will be dissolved and destroyed, is another great reason to live right. Live righteous. That's God's way, right? That's another way to live right. Why you want to live like that? Does it feel good? Look good? But, you know, when you get the mind of Christ, then the things of God start to look good. They start to feel good, you know, but it's because your spirit, not because of your flesh. You have a world appealing to the flesh. That's why, you know, just man, you know, fall seven times if you back up. You know what I mean? Keep on walking with the Lord. But just knowing all this right here is another great reason. All this, the sky on fire, can't breathe, rain gone, rain can't put fire out. The water being burnt up by the fire, God's fire. All the weather, the stars, you know, everything being burnt up by the fire. You know what I mean? Knowing all this is another good, great reason. Another great reason to live right. But don't just live right for God because of His love. Live right for Him because of His love. Then you can and will inherit the promise of new heaven, the atmosphere, sky. God didn't hope that. You will inherit. Then you will inherit the promise. When you serve in God and come to Him because of His love, you will inherit the promise of heaven and the new earth. We're right. Not wrong. Your righteousness will exist. Your rightness. Not wrong or wicked. I mean, right exists. Okay? Or sheep is. The show, man. You tune in to When Hip Hop Meets Christ. Shout out how much love to all those that listen, man. Good today. Today's topic. The day of the Lord will come. We'll be right back in a minute.
question. Is there any hope in this depression? Yeah, you said the answer is yes, and then you sent the kinsman redeemer to step
in. You made it all, and the world that you made fell apart, and the people cried out, Lord, how long? Then you sent the redeemer to come along and restore what was lost. You made it all, and the world that you made fell apart, and the people cried out, Lord, how long? Then you sent the Redeemer to come along and restore what was lost. You made
then you came to the rescue like Hillsong, and that's the best news. It took real long, but that was a chess move. You wasn't trying to stone like restrooms. No, you're wiser than the song. We're reminded that you're sovereign. It was all on schedule. Yeah, you brought light into the dark when you died on the cross, but that was just a flesh wound. Cause death couldn't hold you, so you rose up with all power in your right hand. You left gifts for the whole crew, and you overloaded us with power that we might stand. Yeah, that was your precise plan, made it shine bright like lights on a nightstand. And for the rest of our lifespan, you'll restore us back to the image of Christ.
You made it all, and the world that you made fell apart, and the people cried out, Lord, how long? Then you sent the Redeemer to come along and restore what was lost. You made it all, and the world that you made fell apart, and the people cried.
Yeah, what's percolating? You tune into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening, man. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, we on live every Saturday at 11 a.m. Google search When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, man. Pass that on to your friends, you know what I mean? Put it on your Facebook, you know what I mean? Google search When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, man. We up to them. You don't have to just wait till Saturday. We do shows during the week, you know what I mean, as well. And we have every show we've done for the last couple of years. We have every one of them, every broadcast that we've done, you know what I mean, on the archive as well. You know what I mean? Today's topic, the day of the Lord will come. The day of the Lord will come. How will you see it? You know what I mean? Just heard the song, how he made it. He made the world, and the world that he made, it fell apart. You know what I mean? Because of the decisions that we made as humans, you know what I mean? But he's still coming. The day of the Lord will come, but will you see it in gloom and doom, or will you see it in peace and joy, cheerfulness? We just read 2 Peter, 3rd chapter, and we was at the 10th verse with it, you know what I mean, seeing how the elements and the stars, you know, the elements are the stars, the weather. You know what I mean? Can you imagine that? The stars being on fire. You already see them falling, shooting stars and all that. You know what I mean? But the stars being on fire. The weather. Can't predict the weather because everything is on fire. You know what I mean? The water. The water can't even put the fire out. That's what they use to put it out, right? How about some fire that burns up some water, huh? Burns up the water. Talking about God's fire. The rain can't even put it out. The whole earth was destroyed, you know what I mean, with with water, with rain and from the water, from the earth. You know what I mean? This time, some of the fire, he made the rainbow. He made the rainbow with as the covenant sign that he won't destroy the earth. He won't destroy the earth with water anymore. You know what I mean? He won't do it like that. But y'all know about that fire that's coming up. Y'all forgot. Well, that's the covenant sign. That's what the rainbow is for. Not for that other, you know, homo stuff. You know what I mean? But it's for the covenant. It represents the covenant of God and man. Between God and man. And look what they're using it for. Man. And that's the covenant that God made. With him and man. God made the covenant. With him and man. To say he won't destroy the earth like that again. Meaning with water again. But he got some fire coming this time. Believe that. You know what I'm talking about? The Holy Ghost fire. Yes, sir. The fire of God. But the elements going to be burned up. The weather, the skies, the stars. No more connecting constellations. You know what I mean? Big Dipper, Little Dipper, everything burning up. Sky on fire. Little chicken, little face, the sky is falling. The sky on fire. Oasis telling you. I mean, the word says, the sky going to be on fire. The whole human atmosphere on fire. The earth, the bottom, you can't run, you can't escape. The earth on fire. The works of the earth. Everything we did out of our flesh. Everything. If you're still living in your flesh, works of the earth will all be destroyed by fire. God's fire. Knowing all of this. Knowing all of that. Knowing all of this that we enjoy now is going to be dissolved and destroyed. One day. Because God says so. The word does what he says. That's another great reason to live right. That's another reason to live right. Represent the right side, the righteous side, not the wrong. I know they're calling right things right, wrong. They're calling wrong things right nowadays. You know what I mean? But we still representing the word of God, and God still is alive and well and breathing. You know what I mean? With that being said, you know, of course, Jesus did not die in vain either. Jesus did not die in vain. He still has some people that represent him wholeheartedly to the full. Alright, let's get into the next. Get into the word of God, man. If we talking about the word, Jesus, let's get into the word, man. Let's go to Mark the 13th chapter. Shout out again and much, much love for real to all those that's listening, man. We do this not for fun, not for fame, fortune, none of that. We do this because of the goodness of the Lord, man. Because we want everybody to experience this real, true relationship with the Lord. Mark 13. I think we're doing good with time. So the key verses that I was going to go with, I'm going to go ahead and call those out. That's going to be Mark the 13th chapter, the 4th through the 13th verse, and the 23rd through the 32nd verse. So when we get there, we'll highlight them even more, you know what I mean? But those are going to be the key verses. Right now, we're going to get into the whole chapter, Mark the 13th. We're going to get into the whole chapter, Mark 13. But the key verses is the 4th through the 13th verse. And then the 23rd through the 32nd verse. You know what I mean? And since we got a little extra time, let's go ahead and get to Mark the 13th chapter. We're talking about Jesus, so let's go ahead. Mark 13, it says, then as he went out of the temple, as Jesus went out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, Teacher, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here? Look at these buildings. Imagine being downtown, one of the big cities or what have you. One of the big cities. And you see any tall buildings, you know, skyscrapers. But this was back then, but I'm putting it in today's terms. What manner of stones? Oh, they're so beautiful. You go down there, ain't never seen it. Just may say you're from a country or something like that. They ain't used to the big tall buildings. Go down there and you're like, man, look at these tall buildings. Man, this is nice. You know what I mean? The same thing they were doing. See what manner of stones and what buildings are here? Verse 2, Mark 13. And Jesus answered and said to him, Do you see these great buildings? You see these tall buildings? Not one stone shall be left upon another that shall not be thrown down. That's something to tell somebody. Like, man, I'm blown away by this. And then the master tells you that, man, that's nothing. All them buildings are going to crush, going to fall down. We seen a little bit of it September 11th over here. You know what I mean? 2001. In America, when the Twin Towers fell in New York or what have you. You know what I mean? When they got hit or collapsed or blew up or whatever happened. You know what I mean? Even the Word of God is covering these great buildings. Not one stone shall be left upon another, Jesus said. That should not be thrown down. And it's amazing how we grab hold of other people's opinion and other people's word and then look over Christ's word. He already told us nothing new under the sun. And he said right there, not one stone shall be left upon another. So it's going to be more than that. You know what I mean? More than that fall. And it's because of the Christ, because of the Lord. We're talking about the day of the Lord. You know what I mean? You ain't just focusing on now. We're talking about the day of the Lord. It can happen now, though. You know what I mean? So, let's get back into verse 3, Mark 13 says, now as he sat on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign when all these things will be fulfilled? Let me pause right there, the signs of the times. And the end of the age, the signs of the times, the end of the age as we know it. You know what I mean? We don't die. We die, go from this earth, but then your spirit and soul got to go somewhere. Your spirit and soul got to see God, and he's going to send you something to tell you to come on in. Welcome, my good and faithful servant. Or he's going to say, peace on out. I never knew you. You know what I mean? The day of the Lord will come. You know what I mean? But these are the signs of the time. Tell us, verse 4, Mark 13. Tell us when will these things be in? What will be the sign when all these things will be fulfilled? You know what I mean? When it's going to happen? When the sky going to be on fire? What are you talking about over there, Oasis? Huh? When the sky going to be on fire? Verse 5, Mark 13 says, and Jesus answering them and began to say, take heed. Check it out. Watch this. Pay attention that no one deceives you. First of all, listen to me. Listen to Christ. Listen to the Christ. Listen to Jesus. Jesus answered them, began to say, take heed that no one deceives you. I'm telling you the truth. That's what Christ said. I am the truth, the truth. So don't let nobody else deceive you. So I say, why people believe other folks and other opinions and not the Lord's. But he's saying right here in Mark the 13th chapter, verse 5 says, Jesus answering them, began to say, take heed that no one deceives you. Verse 6 says, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he. Will deceive many. Y'all remember what it was last year? Like in what, September? You know, or I don't know when it was. Just last year. What, no? That was December 2011. Thank you. They said the world was going to end. You know what I mean? In December 2011. You know what I'm saying? It's now, what, 2013 with March? And we moving on. You know what I'm saying? March the 9th. My sister's birthday. Shout out to you. Ha ha, my sister. That's what's up, for sure. But yeah, they said the world was going to end back in December 2011. They had folks tripped out on the Y2K, those of us that old enough to know about that. Year 2000, the computer going to crash, airplane going to fall out of the sky. Come on, man. Jesus is coming. Know that the day of the Lord will come. Just know that. You know what I mean? It said, take heed that no one deceives you in verse 5. Why you going to believe them? I'm talking about people clearing their whole bank. Whole bank account out. Well, I'm not going to be here. Other folks are like, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? What's going to happen when you wake up the next day? Well, I'm not going to be here. You know what I'm saying? Clear their whole bank account because they listen to a man and not the Christ. You know what I mean? Rather listen to, I got to see something real. Like, Jesus ain't real. He's more real than this so-called reality that's fake. Uh-oh. Yeah, there's a way when hip hop meets the Christ and make sure my mic on, yeah, this thing on? Yeah, okay, great. Mark 13, verse number 6, it says, for many will come in my name, saying I am he, and will deceive many. He already telling us what's happening. He said it then. You see it now. That's more proof that he's real and alive. Verse 7, but when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be troubled. Telling his disciples this now. Telling you this if you want to be one of his disciples. Deny yourself, take up the cross, follow him. You know what I mean? But when you hear wars and rumors of wars, the disciples, the followers of Christ, do not be troubled. For such things must happen. They got to happen. But the end is still not yet. Verse 8, for nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. You know, division. You know what I mean? With the Republicans and the Democrats, that's one. Then, hold on, even to make it even more, kingdom against kingdom or whatever, the FBI investigating the CIA or CIA investigating the FBI, whatever it was, you know, don't forget this stuff that's happening now. It lines up with the word, but nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, just bringing it home to you, you know what I mean? Kingdom against kingdom, and there will be earthquakes in various places. Where that was? Y'all know about that too. Earthquakes in various places on the East Coast. Huh? And there will be famines and troubles. People been starving. Troubles like never before. They said, these are the beginnings of sorrow, though. This is Jesus talking. And he's encouraged his disciples. He said, do not even be troubled. And all this stuff got to happen. Verse 9, Mark 13 says, but watch out for yourselves. For they will deliver you up to councils, and you will be beaten in the synagogue. This is what happens. Take up your cross, follow him. But watch out for yourselves, for they will deliver you up to councils, and you will be beaten in the synagogue. And nobody said this was easy. You would be beaten. They killed Christ. That's who our Lord and Savior. They killed him, but God raised him back up from the dead. You know what I mean? So you got that example to live by. You will be beaten in the synagogues. You will be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for Jesus' sake, for a testimony to them. That's why you're going in there, in the courts and stuff like that, for a testimony to them. Maybe even have to get locked up. Paul and Silas. Peter, I mean, they got locked up. For preaching his word, for representing, for the God that was in them, you know what I mean? So represent, man. You know what I'm saying? Because you're doing this for my sake, is what Jesus is saying. I see everything, man. They killed me. They killed me. That's what Christ said. They killed me, man. God said they killed my son, shall we? I made the earth and put them, you know, gave them, you know, the so-called little authority, but they turn around and think it's theirs. And then I send some people to go collect from it, and they beat them and treat them shamefully. Then I send, last of all, I send my son, and they killed my son. And I'm the owner of this. That's why I raised my son back up. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I'm raising up more followers of Christ. Because those same ones that thought that this was theirs, that were so mean and hateful and gave their souls to the devil and started listening to the devil, they're going to see the day of the Lord in gloom and doom, because God's fire is coming. You know what I mean? Watch out for yourself. They beat him. Let's get back into the word. Martin 13:9, verse 9. Watch out for yourself. Watch and pray, Jesus said. For they will deliver you up to councils, and you will be beaten in the synagogues. You will be brought before rulers and kingdoms for my sake, for a testimony to them. Do not forget that. It's going to be a testimony to them. Verse 10, Mark 13, and the gospel must first be preached to all the nations. That's what I'm talking about. The gospel must first be preached to all the nations. And that's what's going on now. The gospel is being preached to all the world. You know what I'm saying? We're not just the only ones doing it over here, but the world. God, ministry is spreading of the gospel, what the Holy Spirit is doing. Well, God is going. We dare not take any of the credit. It is God. The gospel must first be preached to all the nations. So when they arrest you and deliver you up, do not worry beforehand. When they do this to you, when they arrest you and deliver you up, do not worry beforehand or premeditate what you will speak. But whatever is given you in that hour, when they do bring you up there, whatever is given you in that hour, speak that. What is not you who speak, but is the Holy Spirit. That's why we have to stay decreased. He has to stay increased in us. Like I was telling y'all out there, verses 4 through 13 were the key verses we're getting into the whole thing. This is verse 11 that I just read. Whatever is given to you in that hour, speak that. when they do these things. No weapon formed against you gonna work anyway, but they gonna treat you like this. You know, the man in the cross, he had to take up his cross. You know what I'm saying? That's why he tell us to take up our cross. The cross was not a smooth cross. After they whooped him and beat him and his skin opened, he got to take a rough cross and carry that mark. Imagine that. This the Christ, the day of the Lord will come. The Lord who they beat and kill like that, and who you looking at as like, oh, he faith or whatever. Know what I mean? If that's how you do it. But if you look at him as Lord and Savior, you're happy. You know what I'm saying? You got joy. You got peace, because you got peace with God. And what can flesh do to you? You know what I'm saying? Verse 12, Mark 13 says, now brother will betray brother to death. Come on, man. Brother's supposed to hold one another up. But brother will betray brother to death. And a father his child, and children will rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death. Oh, now they don't even want to listen to nobody. I ain't listening to my parents. I ain't listening to you. You know, pastor. No, I ain't listening to nobody. Come on. Children will rise up against parents. Father's going to be put to death. Brother. Praying brother. You know what I mean? To death. Father betraying their children. You know what I mean? This is stuff that's going to be happening. But remember, all this is going to be burned up by God's fire, though. Let's keep on reading. Mark 13:13 says, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake. Even Pop told us, me against the world, that's us. And he got Christ right here saying, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake. Just because you say Jesus, just because you got the name of Christ, the name of Yahshua, the Lord, the truth, the way, the life, only. See, they all gonna hate you. But he who endures, that's what it's about. He who endures to the end shall be saved. She who endures to the end shall be saved. Endurance. That's what it's about. All right, let's go with, talk about this great tribulation. Great tribulation. Matter of fact, get into it. Mark 13:14. You don't leave talking about what's your man. Leave your heart. Right. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Be not the Yankee, you got your back. You know that. Before I go and do that, I see my host ready to go ahead and chime on in right here. Put up Genesis, go ahead, man. Put some tight clothes pack.
Hey, check it out, King.
You.
You know, you were just speaking on, man, some real, very, very serious issues, man, when we talking about enduring, you know what I mean, and the suffering, and you know what I mean, we'll be hated, we disliked, we be thrown in jail, you understand what I'm saying, for his word. Like, a lot of people, man, got the audacity, we talking about in the modern day sense today. A lot of people, bro, got the audacity, man, to look down and turn their nose up on inmates, man, people that's either in jail or in prison. And they forget, man, you know what I mean, that some of the greatest people that ever walked the face of this earth had to go through the judicial system for that same reason that you just got finished reading about, you know what I mean, for the sake of Christ. Do everybody remember Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.? This was a nonviolent, peaceful man that came declaring the word of God and equality to all mankind, and this man was thrown in jail, had dogs sicked on him and hit with the wood or holes, you understand what I'm saying? And he was, you know what I mean, attempting to bring the likeness of Christ into fruition in the 60s. And even today, we have the same spirit that God put in Christ, which was his spirit that made Christ his son, which was Christ was his mirror image, according to Genesis, when he made man in his image. So Christ being God in the form of a man, he was the son of God because he was God. He was, put it like this, like my boy Edo say, he was Junior. He was God. He was Junior. You understand what I'm saying? And he wasn't afraid to let it be known that, hey, man, you know, it's my father that do all these things through me. And the reason why I want the key in this, you know, I'm riding around the city of Jonesboro right now. I'm doing my day-to-day job, but I just rolled past the signs right here at 138 and Tom Boulevard, man, and holding up signs saying that Jesus Jesus ain't Lord, and you know what I mean, Jesus ain't God, and Jesus, and see, this is what we need to pay attention to, people. I'm talking to all the believers all over the world. See, Satan is busy. He's busy trying to discredit the word of God. Remember, Ephesians 6 and 12 says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but of principalities and spiritual wickednesses in the high places. And in the,
right,
book of Genesis, Oasis, and Joseph, what happened was when God, before he created the stars and the sun, and he separated the water from the land, he said it was darkness on the face of the earth.
Right.
And see, that darkness is still present today. And that darkness is the same darkness that was illustrated in Ephesians 6 and 12, those spiritual weaknesses. So we still have those spiritual weaknesses. And I heard you talk about the nations against nations, and we have to pay attention to that now because, you know, countries are nations. And just as you have said, even entities such as the elite groups or the elite forces, so to speak, or if you want to talk about FBI, CIA, all those type of things, those are high up on the totem pole. So, you know, those entities are infiltrated with these spiritual weaknesses. So, like you said, always, we have to watch and we have to pray. You understand what I'm saying? And with that said, I'm going to chime back out, man, and I'll be in from time to time, man. Hey, good word, man. Keep ringing that pool. Hold it up. Let's go.
You already know how it goes. See, that's amazing.
Show
man.
You right.
While we up here broadcasting, you know, worldwide, you know what I mean? You got some people around here out there, you know, with their signs or whatever, you know, around town or whatever, saying that Christ ain't Lord, but the day of the Lord will come. I mean, whose report you going to believe? It's your decision. You know what I mean? It's right and wrong. Whose report you going to believe? You know what I'm saying? Like Genesis just got finished saying, darkness was here. And if you want to know where the darkness come from, remember when the devil and, well, when Lucifer and the angels got kicked out of heaven. Look in Revelation if you want to see that. You know what I'm saying? When they got kicked out of heaven, they got kicked to the earth, cast to the earth. That's why I say darkness was here. That's why the first day when God made the world, he said, let there be light. You know what I'm saying? Let there be light. He spoke into the darkness. You know what I'm talking about? But she's for sure. But with that being said, man, you know, we're going to play this song for you. Like I said, it's your decision. You know what I'm saying? When we coming with that real, man, you know the truth. You can't deny it. Only thing you can do is reject it. That's why you be so mad at Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Because he the truth. Be right back when hip-hop meets Christ, man. The day of the Lord is coming. How about that?
They're standing on the stage, hoping that you will give them praise. They want you to bow down. They want control over the crowd now. Then the demons start letting go. They start attacking some individuals. And you looking like you didn't know that their concert is just a ritual. Now everybody's clapping. At the same time, everybody's clapping. And they throwing up signs. Worshiping the devil, but you pay it, never mind. What does it profit the game?
Scratch on your ones and twos, and y'all know we about to bring
that back. Yeah, you got to bring that back.
Y'all know we got to bring that back. Y'all, shout out Mark, Griffin, Chance. And these boys right here, they round the A-town. You know what I'm saying? Mark, born and raised in the A. I think Chan came from Carolina or what have you.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? There's some real stuff going on why folks out there want to do this. Christ, I mean, when the enemy come in like a flood, God lift his feather. But y'all hear them lyrics, man. Shouts out to them boys, man. And shouts out to everybody who's doing their kingdom business, man. Kingdom music. You know what I'm saying? Kingdom business, period. Let's get it, man.
Standing on the stage, hoping that you will get...
What's up, cuz?
Hey, man, these folks must know I was going to come back across Power Boulevard on 138 with the spirit of Christ in there, homie. They done ducked off and gone with them signs. They ain't here no more.
They're right, bro.
And the Jesus and the Lord were before these things. Jimmy Swimmer at the name of Jesus Christ. You better let them know.
They're right. That's what I'm talking about. Let's get it, man. You know, the devil can't dwell where Christ at. And then, that's what I'm saying. You finna go back. Let go to war. That's what we do. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. Representing the Lord. But let's go ahead and get into this song, man. The day of the Lord coming.
They're standing on the stage, hoping that you will give them praise. They want you to bow down. They want control over the crowd now. Then the demons start letting go. They start attacking some individuals. And you looking like you didn't know that their concert is just a ritual. Now everybody's clapping. At the same time, everybody's clapping. and they throwing up signs. Worshiping the devil, but you pay it, never mind. What does it profit to gain the whole world? Lord, since your profit to change the whole world. I'm really getting sick of this music being a matter, and I'm sick of other Christians saying music ain't a factor. I've seen a lot of things just by living in the A, and just because of that, it's somewhere I want to be. The devil may be balling, but one day we're going to see. The Lord Jesus returns just to play a little D. These are the things they don't show on TV. People getting rich, but they pay a little fee. Free, yeah, right. They paying with their life. That's why a man get on his knees and ask a man to be his wife. The light, the camera, the action. It looks nice, but everything you see ain't exactly what it looks like. The hook's tight. But listen to their verses. They cursing on purpose, cause they follow the serpent. Then behind the curtains, they get paid for recruiting some more slaves, giving Lucifer the praise. It's crucial for the babes, cause we buy them the music. Like, you should be okay, but you would be
hey,
a man.
Man, I hope that you don't think that's the light. The light, the light. Don't let the devil steal your soul on tonight. Tonight, tonight. Hey man, I hope that you don't think that's the light. The light, the light. Don't let the devil steal your soul on tonight.
Said how they got us all lost in the whirlwind. Crush up idols like your favorite rapper's girlfriend. So many people lost in this world, no direction. I'm staying home, boy, I ain't flexing. I ain't caught up in the Benz or Lexus. The rims or the necklace, all that is deception. Take the blinders off, we've been deceived. The money just a tool, it's more for you to achieve. The flashing lights and cars ain't really all that it seems. Smile for the camera, but checking behind the scenes. A lot of people hurting inside, chasing a dream. Trying to fill a void that only the Lord get in the beam. It's cool to have dreams, but know who you putting first. Don't make money your God, be patient and know your worth. Cause we ain't on this earth forever, we here and gone. Got one life to live, so live it until you're gone. Children obey your parents, the Bible said this is good. You ain't gotta show dope just cause you raised in the hood. You ain't gotta take your clothes off, baby girl, you a precious. A jewel in God's eyes, don't settle for nothing less than the best man. But for now, just be a kid, don't be grown for your time. And parents, get on your beard, turn your children back to God. Cause honestly, they are his. Gotta lead by example, period, that's
hey
what it
man,
is.
Hey man, I hope that you don't think that's the light. The light, the light. Don't let the devil steal your soul on tonight. Tonight, tonight. Hey man, I hope that you don't think that's the light. The light, the light. Don't let the devil steal your soul on tonight.
Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works. Amen.
Hey man, I hope that you don't think that's the light. The light. The light. Don't let the devil steal your soul on tonight. Tonight, tonight. Hey man, I hope that you don't think that's the light. The light, the light. Don't let the devil steal your soul on tonight. Tonight, tonight.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Reverse the curse, man. You know what I'm talking about? What's crackling? You tune into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out much, much love to all those that's listening, man. We talking about the day of the Lord. You know what I'm saying? How it's going to come. You know what I'm talking about? Reverse the curse, bro. That's all I kept hearing when that song was playing, bro. Spirit started speaking to me. Like, reverse the curse. That's really what Jesus did. Came and reversed the curse. You know what I'm talking about?
Wow. For the darkness. Real talk.
Yeah, for the darkness that got kicked out on the earth. You know what I'm talking about? The Lucifer, when he fell, was he became darkness. You know what I'm saying? But now they want to walk around here with the dark light like they the light. You know what I'm saying? But we reversed the curse. You know what I'm talking about? I got another song I want to play. Even before we get into it, bro, you got something else to say before we go ahead and jump into it? It's another song. It's called Wake Up, too. Yes, sir. Go ahead, Doka.
Yeah, man. Hey, I just want to thank all the people, man, for staying tuned in, man, staying loyal, man, over here when hip-hop meets the Christ, man. We give it to you straight, real, straight, raw, uncut, and unpracticed, man. So stay tuned in, man. We got a lot more of this good word, man, right after these messages, man.
Come yes, sir. When we come back, man, we're getting into, we're still in Mark 13. Pick up with verse 14, you know what I'm talking about? Talking about going to get into the Great Tribulation. Uh-huh. Check it out. We'll be right back.
It's time to wake up. I hope that you listen to me, because the world's been telling you lies. Wake up. They put it right in front of your face. All you got to do is open your eyes. You got to wake up. It gets no clearer than this, and I'm hoping that you understand. Wake up. The only way to see through the mist is to make God part of your plan. Don't wait too late. Time's getting too short. Same demons wing on Nikes on Newport. Kids need truth now, so I'ma spread the good news. All the other brands still, people what to look to. People get married and glorify the ringing. Get divorced, who cares as long as they can keep it. To enter God's union, we don't need wedding rings. The world try to fool you with that all black everything. Recognize the symbols and signs, it's all evil. The scientific leads the path of God's people. Figure that we too weak, and we ain't gonna see straight. Got them pushing keys and pounds like freeway. Think it's the way out, really it's the way in. To prison, take time to know Jesus so you can praise him. He's the only way up, they don't want you to know that. That's why they destroying the churches, so we don't know that. I hope that you listen to me, cause the world's getting down in your life. Wake up, they put it right in front of your face. All you gotta do is open your eyes. Trying to run things, so it's time to fight now. Why you think it's right and left wings in the White House? He's a fallen angel, got him wearing wing shirts. The chalk is wearing crosses, of course, it ain't for Jesus. Leviticus 19:28 tells you, thou shalt not cut in your flesh, you'll get tattooed. But every rap artist is trying to make it okay. Tell him that it's cool to rock jewels and drink rosé. The world wants the kids lost, a better creation, so they control their minds with music and animation. Even deeper, but you gotta believe me. They entertaining demons cause they keep them on the TV. Everything is new moon, dark moon, new blood. Everybody's either a vampire or super hero in the making, man. Satan is setting traps, and if you die and go to hell, you ain't making it back. Wake up, I hope that you listen to me, cause the world's getting down in your life. Wake up, they put it right in front of your face. All you gotta do is open your eyes. On the scriptures, teach you how to live and how to see the bigger picture. Some of us are making, a lot of us are perish. Instead of the true doctrine, they follow the generic. It's leading them to hell, and they don't got a clue. It's like they walking blindfolded. I'm just trying to talk to you. Hope for me you listen, cause the difference for me is I know Jesus Christ coming, and I truly do believe. I'll make it up to heaven with my weapon and his armor. To be in God's presence is a blessing and an honor. You still got a chance if you repent for your sins, but you gotta do it now, you can't repent when it ends. It's like we live in hours, we live in on borrowed time. To God as I create him, I wouldn't you follow God? I pray that you make it right before Christ make his decision, cause the life that God's got for you better than how you live it. Wake up, I hope that you listen to me, cause the world's been telling you lies. Wake up, they put it right in front of your face. All you gotta do is open your eyes.
just said kingdom music. That dude was spitting it, man. That's that Holy Spirit, man. You know what I'm saying? But that's LaMarche, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to LaMarche. Man, his manager reached out to us. I don't know when this was. It was a while back, man. I don't know what happened. We were supposed to interview him, but he did still send some music. So if you're still out there and be listening, we still can do that interview. You know what I'm saying? No, be busy and everything. But hey, I like that song. You know what I'm saying? He got a couple on there that's straight. But yeah, wake up. Dude just straight went on ahead and let the Lord use it. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, for sure, man. You tune into when hip hop meets Christ. Shouts out, much, much love to all those that's listening. The day of the Lord will come. Wake up. You know what I'm talking about?
It's on the way. On the way.
You see the signs. That's all I'm saying, man. Even if you don't, well, everybody over here in America, y'all know, y'all done heard about it. You know what I'm saying? That born and raised in America. They got churches and all that. You know what I'm saying? No matter how you feel about them. You know what I'm saying? But the day of the Lord will come, man. The stuff that you're seeing now, you ain't got to be no believer to know that this stuff is happening. God is trying to tell you something to come on his side. You know what I'm saying? But we represent Christ Jesus, the ruler of the everlasting kingdom. Yes, sir.
Gotta know that. You don't know nothing else.
Yes, sir. The ruler of the everlasting kingdom. For sure, man.
And she's 19. You know what else? Oh, man. Like, people wonder, you know what I'm saying, how this thing works. Like, say, for instance, man, you working on the job and you come to work every day with your happy face on, you know what I mean? Being encouraging, and you always got everybody on the job mugging you, wondering why you always happy. That's that satanic spirit, man, that's trying to knock you, you know what I mean, off of your square, man, trying to knock you off your block, man. So like Oasis say, man, you know what I mean, it's all over the place, man. And we over here in the country of America, in this nation, you know what I mean, we know about the word of God. We know about the name of Christ, you understand? But the thing is these other nations are being taught, you know what I mean? One click of a button and the word of God can be all over the world.
Right.
You understand what
right.
I'm saying? So it's really time to wake up, like my man said on that song that just went out, man. Wake up, because the world been feeding us lies, man. And Jesus said he is
right.
Truth, the way, and the life, man. I just had to kick that on in there, man.
That's what I'm talking about, man. You know how it go, man. Yes, sir. For sure, man. Back into these scriptures, man. Mark 13, verse 14. Mark 13, verse 14, you know what I'm saying? Talking about the Great Tribulation. People don't be wanting to go to Revelation and stuff. This is right here in Mark, the 13th chapter. You know what I'm saying? People be scared to listen to Revelation. I don't want to read Revelation, because it's the truth, man. You know what I'm saying? That was Christ speaking right there in Revelation. Christ speaking right here in Mark. It's both in red. You know what I'm talking about? If you got one of those Bibles. All right. Mark 13, verse 14 says, "So when you see the abomination of desolation standing where it ought not be." So when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing where it ought not, let the reader understand. When you see the abomination of desolation, because somebody might be, "What is the abomination of desolation? What is that?" That's why he said, let the reader understand. You know what I mean? Because this is the word. You have to be spiritual. The abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel, the prophet, standing where it ought not. Then let those who are in the Judea flee to the mountain. Now, with me, the abomination of desolation, to me, this is your boy Oasis. You know what I mean? One of the moments like Paul said, you know, I'm Paul. I said it's not Christ. But as I'm one of the chosen ones of Christ, I believe he still speaks through me, and I know he do, you know what I'm saying? But for me to go to look at this in the modern day form, the abomination of desolation, standing where it ought not to be standing at, first of all, like we were just saying, you got an American nation, Christian nation, and this is the first time that a Muslim is in the head of a Christian nation. Uh-oh. Hey, that's your boy Oasis. You know what I'm saying? I'm just speaking. You know what I mean? The abomination of desolation. Ain't his name Obama? And it's abomination. He voted for the it's okay for homosexuals to get married and all this. Didn't he pass that and all that? He's for that. So abomination, that's an abomination to God. You know what I'm saying? Homosexuality. And that, you know, it's an abomination. You know what I'm talking about? So abomination. And the abomination, that's the Obama that's at the top of this. Sorry. I know I'm talking about some of y'all president, but Jesus is my Lord. Y'all be dogging my Lord out.
You know what I'm saying? So I can talk about it.
Right.
Say the truth.
No fear, the word of God is true, bro. We don't back down and apologize for the word, homie. It is what it is. It's an abomination. We ain't make no apology. We ain't scared over here.
All right. Abominations, man. You know what I'm saying? Against God's nature. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, a Christian nation, you can't tell. Do anyone know? Is Obama a Christian or is he a Muslim? He tried to do both, but you can't do both. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to God, the Father, but through Jesus. I mean, that go for all religions. You know what I'm saying? All religions, this is the truth. What? You can't do nothing about it. Every source, every resource pulls from the Word of God, though. You know what I mean? The Quran pulls from the Word. You know what I mean? It pulls from the Word. The Word don't pull from out of the book. All religions, they build buildings trying to represent the church. You know what I'm saying? Then they want to confuse you even more. Man, that's the white man religion. They're confusing you. You know what I'm saying? Because the white man came over there and took the slaves and took the culture and the word as well, because they were blown away by how God was blessing his people. You know what I'm saying? Because if you look at it, in Adam and Eve time, the river Euphrates, one of the river Euphrates in the Garden of Eden, it shows you that that's in Egypt. And Egypt and all the Euphrates River is in Africa. You see what I'm saying? Africa, where it all started at, the Garden of Eden, where they were blessed at. And then that's how all this came. But regardless of all that, or whatever you want to think or believe, you know what I mean? God was in control and brought us over here for whatever reason. And he got everybody, he got people from every culture, every continent over here in America. That's God's doing, however you got here. You know what I'm saying? But this is the chosen place that he chose for himself. You know what I'm saying? This is the true New Jerusalem. When he told Abraham, you're going to, you know, your descendants are going to be strangers in the foreign land. They're going to afflict them for 400 years and stuff like that. They're going to afflict them for 400 years. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to bring them out. And I'm going to bring them. You know, y'all heard of the first shall be last shall be first. Even Jesus said that. You know what I mean? I'm going to bring them out. And that same nation that did them like that, I'm going to deal with them. Because God been watching the whole time. You know what I'm saying? Just because he ain't did nothing because you thought he should have did it by now. Man, God's timing is not our timing. His ways is not our way. You know what I'm saying? God do what he do, man. He's almighty, all-powerful, all-knowing. He know what he doing. That's why we trust him and go off like this right here. You know what I'm saying? But when you see the abomination, Mark 13:14, when you see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing where it ought not to be standing at, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountain. Then run. That's when you get scared. Let him who is on the housetop not go down into the house, nor enter to take anything out of his house. Too late then, huh? And let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. Verse 17. But woe. Uh-oh. Curse to you. Woe to those who are pregnant, man, and to those who are nursing babies in those days. Y'all see now, even when I was coming up, man, the hardest criminal or whatever, the most gruesome criminal, they had respect for the child. These days, you got more people raping and molesting children and not even caring about children than anything, huh? This is some real stuff going on when hip-hop meets the Christ, and we ain't scared to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's the Holy Spirit that does it. We just move out of his way. You know what I'm saying? Woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. They even putting toxic stuff in the baby food. Do your research. Jesus said, watch and pray. Don't just be watching and see all they doing is. He said, pray too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we see what they doing, but we praying as well. You know what I'm saying? Anybody scared? Woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. And pray that your flight may not be in winter. A lot of people want to skip over this, and I ain't hear them preach about it. But I see what my Bible says, Mark 13, chapter, verse 18. It says, pray that your flight may not be in the winter. In the winter, after the rapture, or what happened. Some people be like, well, it's going to be before. It's going to be after. But Jesus coming back when he come back. He coming back more than once, too. But right here, with verse 18, it says, you pray that your flight may not be in the winter. Verse 19 says, this is why you pray for your flight not to be in the winter. For in those days there will be tribulation such as has not been since the beginning of the creation. Tribulation, which God created until this time, nor ever shall be. And unless the Lord has shortened the days, no flesh would be saved. but for the elect's sake, for his chosen one's sake, whom he chose, he shortened the days. Verse 21, Mark 13. Then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or look, here is he is there, do not believe it. For false Christ and false prophets will rise and show signs and wonders to deceive if possible. If it was possible, the signs going to be so strong and the wonders going to be so strong and big or great or what have you, that it would deceive the elect if it was possible. You see what I'm saying? For false Christ and false prophets will rise and show signs and wonders to deceive. That's the reason they're showing signs and wonders, so they can deceive, if possible, even the elect. But take heed. See, I have told you all things beforehand. See what I'm saying? Christ telling you everything before it happens. So when it do happen, you get more faith in him. You believe that it's going to happen, you believe what he say. You know what I'm saying? You know he the truth. Then when it do happen, that gives you more faith in him. You know what I'm saying? So, before, I've told you these things beforehand. The second coming, or the next coming of the Son of Man, but in those days after that tribulation. Because the first time when Christ comes, he's not going to even touch. It come in the clouds or what have you. It's different events in here. He told us, don't worry about the day or the hour. So just be ready, because he can come now. You know what I'm saying? And we already know he's coming back more than once. And I've been here. You know what I'm saying? All right. But in those days, verse 24, after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. You ain't seen that yet. The sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. We still see the sun shining, and we still see the moon. The stars of heaven will fall. We see a little bit of that. And the powers in the heavens will be shaken. We see the earth being shaken. We ain't really seeing the powers of the earth. I don't think. Well, yeah. Scientists. Need some scientists. Yes, sir. Verse 26 says, then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send his angels and gather together his elect from the four winds, from the farthest part of earth to the farthest part of heaven. Verse 28, he is coming back. The day of the Lord will come. You see that in verse 26. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds. The day of the Lord will come. Jesus is coming back again real soon. Will you see it in gloom and doom, or will you see it in peace? Let's go back to verse 28. It says, now learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. You know that when it's starting to grow, you know the summer coming in, because you know it come out and you know it's little. It's not the whole flower that comes out first. You know what I'm saying? A little sprout. And then it, you know, blooms, grows more and all this stuff like that, with a stem and sprout and all that, you know. Verse 29 says, so when you see these things happening, know that it is near at the doors. Christ coming back. Know that it is near, is at the doors. Verse 30 says, surely I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away. You've seen how we already opened up in 2 Peter, 3rd chapter, verse 10 and through 13, and seeing how the sky, the elements, or the elements, which are the stars, the weather, the water, rain, air, the sky, the whole human atmosphere is going to be on fire, even the earth, you know what I mean, going to be on fire. That's why you can confirm it even more in Mark, the 13th chapter, verse 31, says heaven and earth will pass away. But my words will by no means pass away. No one knows the day or the hour. So just be ready. Verse 32 says, but of that day and hour, no one knows. Not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, Jesus. Oh, my goodness. But only the Father God knows. Mark 13, verse 32. I ain't making this up. I'm just reading it. But of that day and hour, the day of the Lord will come. But of that day and hour, no one knows. Not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, not even Jesus. but only the Father. God kept that to himself. You know what I'm saying? So when the last person gets to accept Christ or not, that's when you're going to tell Jesus to come on. You know what I mean? Verse 33, Mark 13 says, take heed, watch and pray. There it is. It's still Jesus speaking, Mark 13. Don't be scared when you read it for yourself. Take heed, watch and pray, for you do not know when the time is. It is like a man going to a far country who left his house and gave authority to his servant and to each his work and commanded the doorkeeper to watch. Verse 35 says, watch therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming, in the evening at midnight, at the crowing of the rooster, or in the morning. You know what I mean? Watch, therefore, for you do not know when the master, when the Lord, when the day of the Lord is coming, in the evening, at midnight, at the crowing of the rooster, or in the morning. Least coming suddenly, he find you sleeping, relaxing, you know what I mean, not doing his will. And what I say to you, I say to all. That's what Jesus said. Watch. What I say to you, I say to all. Watch. So yeah, that was the whole entire chapter, the entire chapter of Mark 13. Like I said, the key verses in there, the highlighted verses in there are verses 4 through 13 and verses 23 through 32. Now, y'all know, we have a bunch of scriptures because faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by his word. So you got to hear that word, man. You know what I mean? Then you get, you know the truth, and the truth shall set you free for real. The real Jesus is the truth. You know what I'm saying? Mark the 16th chapter. Let's go to Mark 16. Mark 16 and 16 says, he or she who believes and is baptized will be saved. That'll change. The day of the Lord will come. You can see it in peace. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he or she who does not believe will be condemned. You know, condemned is no good, and it's good for nothing. You know what I mean? So the day of the Lord will come. You can see it in peace if you want to. You gotta believe. What I gotta do? You gotta believe that Jesus is Lord, and you must be born again. As well, matter of fact, let's go over here to John, the third chapter. John, the third chapter. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. See what we got to do to make sure that we see this day of the Lord when it comes in peace. Got to see it in peace and be joyful. You know what I mean? Be bold enough to usher in the kingdom. Like, come on, Lord Jesus. Come get us. You know what I mean? Do your thing. Let them know who you are. All right, John 3. Verse number 3 says, Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So the dude who asked him, he asked him another question. He said to him, Nicodemus said to him in verse 4, says, how can a man be born when he is old? Well, if I'm too old to be born, how am I be born when I'm old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? So Jesus answered him in verse 5 and said, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Now, if you have not been baptized, you walking with the Lord, you know what I'm saying? Know that Jesus is the living water. So it's better to be baptized by Jesus, the living water, than to be baptized in some water that's on the earth. So, you know, okay, I'm keeping it real, real, man. That's how we do. You know what I'm saying? Unless one is born of water and of the Spirit, Jesus came and he fulfilled the law. You know what I'm saying? Baptism and all that was under the law still. Now we under grace. Okay? It's not about your works. I know if you can do it, it's outward expression or what have you. You know what I'm saying? You can do it like that if you want to. But you best to make sure that you have been baptized by the living water and the Spirit. You know what I'm saying? So unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. You know what I mean? All right, and let's look at, let's flip over to John 1. It's Case you still got questions, flip to John 1. That was John 3 and 3, or 3 through 5, I believe. And then you go over here to John, the first chapter, and go to verse 12, and it says, but as many as received him, so that's what you got to do. How will I be born again? Receive Jesus. Receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. Verse 12, John 1. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. All right, now check out verse 13. It says, who were born not of blood, blood in, blood out, nope, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh. I want to do good. I'm going to do good. You know, so I'm going to be good. Let my good deeds outweigh my old. Not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man. You know, just got that part in you that want to be good, you know. But who were born of God, verse 13, John 1, 13. But who was born of God. So you must be born again of God through Christ Jesus. It's a spiritual awakening. You know what I'm saying? Not just letting your spirit wake up and just be like, my spirit is woke now, so, you know, I'm just out here. But you got to have God connected with your spirit when it awakes. That's that truth right there. You know, it's him changing you, him renewing you and growing you and grooming you. You know what I mean? For sure, man. You know what I mean? So, with that being said, we're still talking about the day of the Lord, and that was how to see the day of the Lord in peace, you know what I mean, and not see it in gloom and doom, but we all want to see, we all want to hear Jesus say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, when we come before him, you know what I mean, we all want to see that, you know what I mean, we want to receive that, you know what I'm saying, but we all are not willing to do what it takes to make sure that we hear, you know what I'm saying, that we come before the throne. So this is one thing I heard, one analogy I heard of heaven and when you come before God is like if you get up there, you know what I'm saying, when you die, what have you, come before God or what have you, you know what I'm saying, if God is standing up, if he's off the throne, Lord is off the throne, that's a good sign because he's welcoming you home with his arms wide open for you, with a hug and all that. But they say if you die, what have you, and you know, this is just an analogy of it, and it's a good one, so I'm going to use it. And if you die, if you go before God, come before God, because either way it goes, you're going to come before God first. So they say if you go before him and he's sitting down on the throne, that means he in judgment mode. That's when he's going to tell you, peace out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, your peace is going to be out because you ain't going to have it. You know what I'm saying? So, that was just, you have to be born again through the Christ. To see the day of the Lord in peace. You got to receive what Jesus did for you on your behalf. Not what you do, you know, to be good or none of that stuff like that. It's what the Lord did. And let's go to Acts, the first chapter. Acts, chapter number 1. Acts chapter number 1, we'll start with verse 9. It says, Now when he had spoken these things, while they watched, they still was looking, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. This is after he was resurrected, after the man killed him, but after God raised him up from the dead. Man is not who this earth by himself. They're not, God is still alive. He ain't gonna leave. You know what I'm saying? Right? Now, he had spoken to you, they watched. He was taken out of their sight. While they looked steadfastly as he went up, they see. Behold, two men, two angels, stood by them, white apparel. Men of Galilee, how did you stand up in heaven? All this.
Hold on.
Wait a minute. You gotta get it. Get it. All right. Acts chapter 1, verse 11 says, the two men stood by them in white apparel, the angels. and said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven." See that? That's the event of the gathering of the saints, or the rapture, as many call it. You know what I mean? The same Jesus who was taken up from you, who you seen going up into heaven, will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. The day of the Lord will come. The day of the Lord is come. You know what I'm saying? The day of the Lord is here. How about that? You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir. We right here. We right here at it. A few more things happen. You know what I'm saying? Then everybody will believe in, you know what I'm saying? But will it be good for you, or will it be bad? You know, will it be too late? You know what I'm saying? Even what that was, 8-Ball said, hell is just the truth seen too late. You know what I'm saying? Hell is the truth seen too late. You know what I'm saying? But hell also gets thrown into the lake of fire. You know what I'm saying? And that, I kind of believe that too. I can believe that because hell is the truth seen too late, because when the rich man died and went to hell, and the Lazarus died and went to heaven in Abraham's bosom, the rich man was over there trying to talk. He was talking to Abraham. He wanted some water and all that. So the truth seemed too late. Another one was hell is a garbage bag outside of heaven. But that's why that garbage bag get through into the lake of fire. Hell itself, the death and the devil get thrown into the lake of fire. Tell y'all about that fire that's going to burn up the earth. The lake of fire. See that? New heaven, new earth. John the 14th chapter. Let's go. John 14. Moving right along. John 14. We skipping around again in this, but we always encourage everybody, all our listeners, all the listeners, period, just listen. I mean, read the whole word of God for yourself, man. Get into it. You know what I'm saying? The whole thing. Can't take bits and pieces. You know what I'm saying? Even though people done took bits and pieces and made something nice out of their life now. Somebody take one scripture and say, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper," and live and do whatever. But just imagine you take the whole word. You know what I'm saying? The whole Bible. John 14, be balanced, well balanced. John 14, verse 1. We're going to read 1 through 6. Then we're going to skip down to verse 21. But it says, "Let not your heart be troubled." You know what I'm saying? This is some encouragement for you, see? Jesus did not come into the world to condemn the world, but he came to save. You know what I'm talking about? Let's go. This is John 14. "Let not your heart be troubled. Let's go. You believe in God, believe also." John 14. "Believe in God." Everybody want to see my. That's their religion. No. "Let not your heart believe in God, believe in my Father's house." It's my Father. "In my Father's house are many. If it were not so, I'm the truth. I'm the place. See that? I go to a place for you. And if I go to a place, they'll go up. And if I go, again, that where I here you say be off. Where I go, you know. Wait, you know." And then somebody asked him, like, "Man, Thomas said to him, I know where you are running. Know the way." Somebody, it is somebody can. Okay. This man God than man. How can we know the word? He said to him, "I am the light. No one walks except through me." You gotta come. No one comes into the house except the door. God is the house. Jesus is the door. Come the other way, you get blessed. John verse 21. It's he who has well, good. John 21. He who has my command, it is he who loves. He has not, and he. Jesus commands, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest. You know what I mean? I hear somebody saying, well, what is Jesus? What is Jesus? Verse, you know, chapter 15, John 15. Bam. John 15. Chapter 15. If you keep my command, I have kept my Father. I have his. 12. It says, this, that you love one. Of the whole law. John 15, this is my commandment. I have love. That was 14. Yeah. And my commandment, who has the God of love. Love me by my Father. The whole law is summed up in it, you know what I mean? Verse 27 from John 14. It says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. All this stuff gonna happen. The sky gonna be on fire and everything. But I'm leaving you with peace if you gonna follow me. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna take you before magistrates. They're gonna put you before, put you, lock you up and this, that, and the other. Let not your heart be troubled. I'm gonna give you peace. And I'm telling you to relax. Don't let your heart be troubled. It's your heart. My heart don't pump no Kool-Aid. My heart don't pump no fear. My heart pumps some faith, though. Faith in God. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid, man. You ain't got no punks in the army, man. Ain't no coward. Ain't me no coward. It's not for the weak of heart. You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We up in here, man. You tune in to When Hip Hop Meets Christ, man. Shout out much, much love to all those that's listening. You know what I'm saying? The day of the Lord will come. You know what I'm saying? Will you see it in doom and gloom? Or will you see peace and rejoice? Forward to it. Let this song get in. Hip hop music.
Yeah. Advocates of the theocratic rule. We can't wait. Going to a place much better, but in the meantime, we gonna hold it down.
One day I won't cry no more. Can't wait for the day when people won't die no more. Next, won't say cry no more, lie no more. In the street, bullets won't fly no more. Won't feel no pain no more. Won't have to push more, won't have to strain no more. Won't have to go blame no more. Won't have to play the game no more.
One day we're taking off, baby, and ever since the Lord saved me, I've been waiting. We can say it's all gravy, it's all crazy trying to see life when it's all hazy. And how can I persist to do right when I'm all lazy? Feel me? Too much pain, it all ails me. Next, cause I can feel the effects of the fall daily. Pain in my chest is strong, let's get on. Come Lord, bring on your eschaton. End the search, start the new earth, flex your true worth. Honor your son, let him come, perfect the new birth. And we don't gotta prove that God is cool, just know it, God is true, no more godless rule. So I'm anxious to praise the ancient of days. My brain's still amazed at how I can see the pain is a phase. Soon to be eclipsed as the sun's return. When we get what he gives and not what we earn.
One day I won't cry no more. Can't wait for the day when people
much better than now. No more hurts, no more work by the sweat of your brow. No more drunk drivers driving all out of control. No more facts of being stuck on the side of the road. Believe me, no more turning on the TV, hearing kids say, for the price of coffee, you can feed me. In fact, no more anthrax in the mail. No jail, no blizzards, no twisters, no hell. It'll be the end of rain and the end of planes. Being hijacked and flown into window panes. It'll be nice, just imagine a world that'll be righteous. No more Middle East crisis. No more drugs, plus no more thugs and pimps. No more beatdowns, no more getting mugged for Tim's. No need for rents, no need for wheelchairs. No need for weeds, cause you'll feel your real hair.
One day I won't cry no more. Can't wait for the day when people won't die no more. Daddy won't say cry no more, lie no more. In the street bullets won't fly no more. Won't feel no pain no more. Won't have to push more, won't have to strain no more. Won't have to walk lame no more. Won't have to play the game no more.
Hey, when this life is over, we will live forever together with our King.
Now Christ is the rock. And believe me, the rock's steady. He drops heavy, so stop screaming, I'm not ready. God said he's coming like a thief, can't so deep it. He'll creep, it's meant to be unknown like a secret. This is what many are having beef with. God's rotisserie style, I make a brother secret. Cause he's quick, but not according to our thoughts of a speed. Looking at man, he thought about the depth of our need. So, what this means is he's not slow, the king is waiting to bring kids into Christ for real blingers. So they can sing his praise all because they've seen this. God spill his blood to show his love and his venus. He proved he cut for them, look what he gave up for them. Paid his life since you can't pay bucks for sin. Justice then teamed up with long suffering. Big ups to him who gave you and me time to trust in him.
One day I won't cry no more. Can't wait for the day when people won't die no more. Daddy won't say cry no more, lie no more. In the street bullets won't fly.
No more. Day that people won't die no more. Just won't be have to lie no more. You know what I'm talking about? But she's a show. The day of the Lord will come. It's the topic for the day. It's crackling. You tuned into when hip hop meets the Christ. Shouts out much love to all those that's listening, man. You know what I'm saying? This one of them real topics. Oh, all the topics be real, man. We come from the hood. We take it serious. Our hearts stripped before God. That's why you experience God. When you listen to this broadcast, man, you know what I'm saying? Can't be denied. Can't be stopped. You know what I'm saying? You can't kill Jesus. I already tried that. You want to get rid of Jesus? Yeah, right. Jesus really don't please us? Yeah, right. And he really don't see us? Yeah, right. You think you got it all figured out, huh? Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? Well, hip-hop meets the Christ right here, representing, man. You know what I'm saying? The day of the Lord will come, man. So how will you see it? How do you think about it? Will you see it in gloom when you think about it? Do you see darkness and you're fearful instead of being cheerful? You're cheerless. You see it in doom? You think you do? Or do you see it in peace? The day of the Lord. Do you know, ushering it in, wanting to come. Come, Lord Jesus. They tripping down here, Father. They blaspheme. Come on, Father. Show them yourself. Just put your hand in here. The day of the Lord will come. You know what I mean? How you gonna look at it? You know what I'm saying? The elements gonna burn up. The elements include the stars, the weather, water, rain, air, sky, you know, the whole human atmosphere. The elements gonna be burned up fire. The earth gonna be burned up with fire. Flesh burned up with fire. Yeah, he made the covenant sign to say he wasn't gonna destroy the earth like that anymore back in Genesis with water. But look at what they're using the rainbow for now. All that fruity stuff. Yeah, yeah.
But God's fire goes before him and burns up his enemy. So all of that's going to be destroyed by fire. And so knowing all of this will be dissolved and destroyed is another great reason to live right. Knowing that it's all going to come to an end. I know you don't want to see it, but hey, the truth is the truth, man. They make up movies and whatever, you know, in the movie or whatever, but reality, the truth, well, I ain't going to say reality, so that's fake now. You know what I'm saying? The truth will set you free, and the truth is more scary than a reality or a fiction movie. Revelation is the truth, uh-huh. But you'll go see some horror flicks. Horror movies, my favorite movie. But scared, the re-revelation and revelation. All right, let me go ahead. Let's move on. When hip hop meets Christ, I know we turned. Let's go get into some more scriptures, man. First Thessalonians. I know we keep the word. Keep the word on deck. Before we do that, man, we got a caller, 770-755. What's cracking, man? When hip hop meets Christ.
Hey, man, we already know what it is, man. What's cracking is them skies when the Savior comes back, man, and makes it all happen. And you know what it is. What's going on, King?
Chillin', man. That's my boy King Chevy, boy Chevy, man. It
been
a long time, man.
The King in the building, not the King of Kings, but you know, King. Yeah, you know, yeah. we are made in His image, so it's good, man. Back in fellowship once again. You know what I'm saying? So, man, the Lord is faithful. Definitely had to tune back in, and you know, definitely support and man, let them know, man. We ain't going nowhere for a long time until it's eternity, but you know, even if we stay off for a little second, we ain't going long, you know. So, man, and man, big ups, man, and all praise and glory to our Father through Jesus Christ, the risen Savior.
That's right, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. Appreciate you tuning back in, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. You faithful,
yeah, man. Good hearing back from you.
Yes, sir. I love the Christ that's in you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Be hearing from you again and seeing you again soon, too, bro. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Ain't nothing to say but the season.
For sure. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. King Chevy. Done checked on in. That's what I'm talking about, man. I looked at the number. I was like, that's one of the familiar numbers. You know what I'm saying? I was thinking it was old King Chevy, but I wasn't sure. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. Glad that, you know what I'm saying, he did call in and tune in, man. That's what I'm talking about. Tune in and call in. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up, man. Yes, sir. First Thessalonians. Let's get into the word. First Thessalonians 4. First Thessalonians. You might have to look in you. Well, I found it myself, but y'all might have to look into your table of contents. If not, hey, you know, it's in the New Testament. You know what I'm saying? Toward the back, but it ain't all the way in the back. All right. First Thessalonians, the 4th chapter. First Thessalonians 4. We're going to begin at verse number 14. And it says, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. Those that already died, you know what I mean, who already died, but they were believing in Christ that you loved or what have you, you know what I'm saying? Those who sleep in Jesus, he's going to come back. God will bring Jesus back with those who resting in peace in Jesus. Everybody ain't resting in peace, though. Stop putting that on everybody's tombstone. Verse 15, yeah, y'all could be mad at me today. I don't even care. It don't matter, man. You know what I'm saying? I please God. You know, I'd rather please God than y'all anyway, man. All right. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 14. That was verse 14. Verse 15 says, for this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede or go before those who are asleep. For the Lord himself would descend from heaven with a shout. We already seen how he's coming back in some scriptures earlier in Acts. We were talking about him coming back in the same way that they saw him leaving. Verse 16 says, First Thessalonians 4, for the Lord himself will be seen from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ, who are really resting in peace, will rise first. You know what I mean? They up there, the spirit goes with the Lord. So that's why I say you rest in peace. Spirit is with the Lord, but you're coming back to get their body.
which is in the grave. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to be changed to immortal. It will never be destroyed again. All right? The dead in Christ will rise first. Verse 17 says, then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Y'all see that? The dead coming back with Christ, who died in Christ, they come, I'm talking about that, who up there with them now in heaven, come back, get their body, change to immortality. Those, verse 17, then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. He's saying right now, I'm always with you. That's what he tells us now, I'm always with you. But this right here says, we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Now, let's go to chapter 5, 1 Thessalonians still. Chapter 5. Let's read verses 1 through 4. And then we're going to skip to verses 9 and read 9 and 10. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1 says, but concerning the times, here we are again, but concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord, which is coming, so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, when they promise you peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman. Good grief. And they shall not escape. Good grief. Labor pains upon a pregnant woman. Only a woman that had been pregnant had a child could tell you how that feels. You know what I'm saying? But I've been in the room. You know what I'm saying? When my children was born, and I'm right there with my lady. You know what I mean? As labor pains upon a pregnant woman, so I can tell you that I can only imagine that it don't feel good. But that's how sudden destruction gonna come upon them as labor pain. So it's gonna be some excruciating pain when they promising you peace and safety, and they shall not escape. Verse 4, 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5 says, but you brethren are not in darkness, you sisterin, not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. See that? You look forward to it coming back, so it ain't going to overtake you as a thief. Because you're watching and praying like the Lord told you to do. Now skip down to verse 9. It says, for God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation. Did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation, true freedom and deliverance. You know what I mean? Overcoming through our Lord Jesus Christ, not by yourself, through Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Verse 10 says, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Whether we wake or sleep, that we should live together with him. You know what I'm talking about? For Jesus. For sure. Let's keep it moving, man. Get these scriptures on up in here. We got 10 minutes left live. Wrap these scriptures up, play another song, let Genesis come back in, and we're going to get up out of here. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. Appreciate you tuning in, man. Really did. That. I really do appreciate the love, for real, Chevy. You know what I'm saying? That's for real. Never did forget about you, cuz. Never want to forget. Never forget about faithful people, man. Especially people, you know, that love the Lord. I don't get jealous of people who love the Lord. You know what I'm saying? I love it when I see somebody else or meet somebody else that love the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about, so we can work together. For sure, man. Let's go. James, the first chapter. James chapter number 1. If I bear with me, I got to find it.
James chapter number 1.
Chapter number 1, we're going to look at verse number 17. Start with verse number 17. It says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. So why the heathen we be getting mad at God if he only give good and perfect gifts? Some got some stinking thinking going on, wrong mindset or something. But it says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or changing,
You know what I'm saying? With whom there is no changing or shadow of turning. You know what I'm saying? Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth. We didn't save ourselves. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth. That's what he used to bring us forth. His word of truth. So you know we were going to believe it. That we might be a kind of first fruits of his creature. Precious to God. Precious, real precious to God. Let's keep it moving. Matthew, the fifth chapter. First book in the New Testament, Matthew, the fifth chapter. We're going to go with verse number 44. Matthew 5:44. The day of the Lord will come. Matthew 5, chapter 5, verse 44 says, but I say to you, love your enemies. You ain't going to do this on your own, so it's going to take the Lord. But love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. Do y'all understand? Man, this is taking up your cross and following him. I say to you, love your enemies. Don't slap them down. You know what I'm saying? Don't shoot them. Don't. Love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. What? Curse me out of that. I bless you. He said. Do good to those who hate you. Huh? For real? The word say though. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute. Pray for them. Use you, spitefully, persecute. Like, pray for them. That's our truth. You know what I mean? That's the truth, Christ. Let's go over here. I got two more verses. Then I'm going to be done. I'm going to push play on you, Genesis. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to open your mic back up too, Chevy. If you got anything you want to add. Revelation 21, though. Revelation chapter number 21.
Yes, I said it. Revelation. How we come here. You God never leave you hopeless. Revelation 21, that's the last chapter of Revelation. Chapter before the last one. It's 22 chapters. But Revelation 21, we're going to start with verse number 1. It says, now I saw a new heaven. We're talking about the whole broadcast. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem. Guess what it was doing? It was coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. See, God always wanted to, he's been longing, and he's still longing for us. That's why he wants to work with us, God and man. He made the earth for us, but you got humans want to push God out and want to run it like they're, like it's their own. But he's still, here it is. You got to do it right here. He's going to do it. Behold, the tabernacle. Right now, you got a choice. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. Not just saying, not just letting you feel his presence, but going to actually be there. Will be with them and be their God. Actually see him everywhere at the same time. But we can't even imagine. Verse 4, Revelation 21. And God is the one that will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death. There shall be no more sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Man, that's Revelation 21, 1 through 5. One more verse. We get out of here. That's 2 Timothy, the third chapter. Revelation 21, real good, man. Revelation 21. All right, 2 Timothy, chapter number 3. That's around Thessalonians somewhere, I believe. Timothy. Yep, right behind it. 2 Thessalonians, what? Sorry. 2 Timothy 3. 2 Timothy, the third chapter, Read verses 7 and 8. Always learning. Wait, let us see. Matter of fact, I'm going to start at verse 1. It says, but know this.
PC Cleaner Definitions Database has been automatically up.
Technology. Verse, chapter number 3, 2 Timothy chapter number 3. You're going to start at verse 1. It says, but know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to the parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good. They despise good. Despisers of good. Traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Verse 7 says, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Always learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Verse 8, now as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth. They're men of corrupt minds who resist the truth. They disapprove concerning the faith. But they will progress no further, for their folly will manifest to all, and theirs also was, as theirs also was. So they will progress no further, just like Genesis said that while we was doing the day of the Lord would come, he rode by some people out here on his job, and they got signs up talking about the Lord ain't coming, he ain't Lord, or they say he ain't Lord. You know what I'm saying? But right here at the end of this broadcast, these verses right here, these are the ones that resist the truth. They are men of corrupt minds. You know, humans of corrupt minds. And verse 9 says they will progress no further. That's why when he went back to tell them about the Christ. Ask them if they heard about the Christ. Well, they were nowhere to be found. You know what I'm saying? For Jesus, for sure, man. So, with that being said, man, the day of the Lord is coming. Christ Jesus is the ruler of the everlasting kingdom. We represent him. You know what I'm talking about? For Jesus, for sure. I'm going to go ahead and push play. Well, we got another phone call. I'm going to bring you in Genesis, you know what I'm saying? But right now, let me go to a caller from 678-891. What's cracking? You on live with Hip Hop Meets the Crack.
What up? What's going on, guy?
Chilling, man. What's cracking with you?
Nothing much, man. I just want to give a shout out to my boy Young Genesis, man. I went and cop that album, man. I want to let everybody know, man, he gonna get that part, man. That man doing some things for the movement right now, man. He keep his head strong, Genesis, man. I love you, man. Keep your head up, man. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Hey, this sound like, I know who this is. This sound like the homie Polo. What up with it, boy?
What's going on, man?
So you went and caught that. Where you get it at, man? Where you went? Where you brought it
off? When it got that guy on iTunes, man.
iTunes, okay, well, y'all heard it, man. You know what I'm saying? I the horse's mouth, man. Go get that album, man. Hey, bro, I appreciate the love, man. Appreciate you tuning in to the broadcast, too, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I hope we said something, man, that sparked the flame in your brain, man, to get you right in your spirit. You hear me?
Y'all already know, man.
Okay, then. Appreciate the love again, King. We're going to keep holding the kingdom up on you. Keep spreading that
y'all
word,
know,
man. Keep letting them know about that album, boy.
I got you, man.
Yeah.
For sure. What up, Young G?
Let's hey, man. Hey. Once again, bro, I just got to give God thanks, man. I got to give him glory, man, you know what I'm saying? Because in passing, you know, them signs screaming, Jesus ain't God and he ain't the Lord and all this, that, and the third, you know what I mean? See, that's how we know that God is moving, man, because God will take you. He'll send inspiration, man, at the last minute, man, from a source that you don't even expect. So right when you think that you might be slipping on doing the job that God called you to do, God will send you a reminder that, hey, I'm still with you. He say, lo, I'm with you always. And y'all got to remember over here, man. Y'all heard it over here when hip hop meets Christ, man. The day of the Lord is coming, man. Jesus told the disciples to preach this right here. Repent now, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I'm going to say that one more time, and I'm going to pass the mic. Repent now, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hey,
that's
I love
it.
You with the love of Christ. You understand?
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. What up? King Chevy, you still on there, man? If you got any last minute comments or anything you want to say, bro?
Yeah, man. Hey, Genesis, hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, I'll give you all respect, man. You hang in there through it all, man. You're putting it out there for the Lord, man. You never waver. You always consistent on lifting the Lord, man. Hey, man, you're putting out there. You're nationwide with it, man. And you got the music out there. Everything you're doing is uplifting to the one we serve. So, man, hey, that's what it is, bro. But I also want to say to all the church folks out there, man, hey, we out here in the highways and byways, no disrespect or anything, but, hey, don't forget to set the clocks back. The clocks are for tomorrow so you don't miss service. But we out here in the highways and byways. So if you want to see it, that's where we at, man, when hip-hop meets the Christ, man.
In the streets, baby. K-O-B-G, stand up.
Yeah, King ordained by God. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
We up out of
here, man.
We'll be back next Saturday at 11 a.m., man. Y'all tell somebody, man. Tell them this that real right. Going on over here, man. It's the truth. You know what I'm talking about? Next Saturday, 11
a.m. Deuce.
Yes, sir. Be blessed.
Hey. Peace.
Hold it up, King.
You got to know that.
Then he'll reboot. The heavens and the earth, everything's new. The city's walls and ghost streets will be see-through. A tree of healing for the nations, we will eat the fruit. No sun, no stars in the green room. Just the glory of God in his people. No pain, no sorrow, no evil. No death, no tomorrow, no greed, dude. No shame, no boredom, no seas blue. Dear Lord, I don't know when I'ma see you, but I can't wait and I pray that it'll be soon.
He said, my president is black, my Lambo's blue. I say, my president is black, my Lord is a Jew. The King of Kings, he's telling us what to do. My president is black, but Jesus Christ rules. My president is black, my Lambo's blue. I say, my president is black, my Lord is a Jew. The King of Kings, he's telling us what to do. My president is black, but Jesus Christ rules. You know the King, he reigns over power. It ain't a problem, raises them up with power, place in a place of honor. Senate the state Congress, Nixon the Reaganomics, God is so in control, dictating the climate. From Clinton to Jane Obama, these are the days and times. This is Savior and Sovereign, when he makes up his mind. Give him Satan the power to pick the sanction of violence. Wicked debased and rotten, from princes to Genghis Khan. Hitler, Hussein, and Stalin.
placement of ballot. Picture to make the final decision to take them down. Wisdom and grace of God, if not written in pages, I will be sitting in state of silence. But sister, Savior is God. That shifts the weight of the trauma. Scriptures contain a promise, so we don't sweat a recession. Provisions made for his bride. So we rise and salute to the King of Kings, the President, President. Give me
Jesus,
faith in
my
mind.
My hand holds blue, I say my president is black. My Lord is true, the King of Kings. He's telling us what to do. My president is black, but Jesus Christ rules. My president is black. My hand holds blue, I say my president is black. My Lord is true, the King of Kings. He's telling us what to do. My president is black, but Jesus Christ rules. God's people know the truth, so in the voting booth. Push the button, but we know God is controlling who lands in the Oval Office, but still we go to choose. Manic, who's in the office? We cannot throw a shoe. Instead, we pray for our leaders, Timothy told us to. Even submit to fool leaders, refer to Titus 2. Even if you think they ain't got the slightest clue, respect the president and the people that write the rules. Welcome to our world, where government's God too. Instrument ministering and avenging the crime of coons. Civil authorities say, make laws designed to restrain the evil and bring peace to the high schools. Peace to the city streets through police in them costumes. Peace in the suburbs for preaching the gospel of Jesus on a mission like Tom Cruise to rule over government as a king. He said, my president is black. My hand holds blue. I say, my president is black. My Lord is true. The King of Kings. He's telling us what to do. My president is black. But Jesus Christ rules. My president is black. My hand holds blue. I say, my president is black. My Lord is true. The King of Kings. He's telling us what to do. My president is black. But Jesus Jesus Christ rules. My president is black. My name holds blue. I say my president is black. My Lord is the Jew, the King of Kings. He's telling us what to do. My president is black, but Jesus Christ rules.
Let me be clear about something, y'all. This right here ain't a diss song. This song ain't even about my president's race. Hey, now this song right here is about government and the role that it plays in God's big picture. Hey, amen. One day, Jesus Christ is going to rule. Hey, as the final governing authority here. But right now, he's using government for his glory. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? Oh, y'all can read it for yourself, though. Romans 13, baby.
Lord, let the blessing follow his people. Let the blessing follow his people.